Hi, I'm Bill Nath, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Morning and Evening, the program that features the devotional insights of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Galatians 2 verse 10 reminds us that the early Christians placed a great emphasis on remembering and serving the poor. And that theme is the topic of today's reflection. Why does God allow so many of His children to be poor? He could make them all rich if He pleased. He could lay bags of gold at their doors. He could send them a large annual income and bless them with abundance. There is no need for anyone to be poor except that God determines it to be the best for some. The cattle upon a thousand hills are His. He could supply them. He could make the richest and greatest to bring their power and riches to the feet of His children, since the hearts of all men are in His control. But He simply doesn't choose to do this. He allows them to suffer lack sometimes and to cry out in obscurity. But again, why? Well, there are many reasons for this, but one of them is to give those of us who are blessed with enough an opportunity to show our love for Jesus. Yes, we show our love to Christ when we sing and pray to Him, but if there were none in need, we would lose the sweet privilege of showing our love by helping our poorer brothers. This is the way that God has chosen for us to prove our love for them, not in words only, but in actions. For this reason, let's consider relieving the poor of God's house to be less of a duty and more of a privilege. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, "What you have done for the least of these, my brothers, you have done to me." What motivation this should provide to us to know that all we do for His people is graciously accepted by Christ as done to Him. And that's today's reflection from Charles Spurgeon, a thought provoked by Galatians 2 verse 10. Don't forget that you can access a free transcript of today's reading online at morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. I do thank you for listening today. Have a great day.